This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Former Secretary of Taxation and Revenue Demetria Padilla has been arraigned on charges of embezzlement and public corruption. The judge in the case, District Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer, released Padilla on her own recognizance and ordered her to not talk with any witnesses in the case, not to drink excessively, and not to return to her former agency. A not guilty plea is expected at her October 29th preliminary hearing. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Padilla was Secretary of Taxation and Revenue and one of the original cabinet members of Governor Susana Martinez. She had owned an accounting practice before going into state service, and that's where the problems lie. She's accused of embezzling $25,000 from a former accounting client, a trucking company, and her attempt as secretary at removing tax penalties against the trucking company. AG's office says they interviewed dozens of former tax department employees and scrutinized bank records before filing charges. More after this. Back in 2015, Padilla denied charges that she pressured her tax and rev employees to give preferential treatment to the company and said the allegations were a, quote, bump in the road, end quote. Then, now Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller was the state auditor, and he alerted the Attorney General, Hector Balderas, that something was fishy. Balderas' office began their investigation, and when things got hot, Padilla resigned. Padilla, if convicted of all eight charges, could face up to 25 years in prison, plus pay fines and restitution. Martinez originally appointed Padilla as Secretary of Tax and Rev, but prior to that, she'd been the Republican nominee for state treasurer, but lost to Democrat James Lewis. While she was secretary, she got a lot of criticism for some of her policies, like trying to take driver's licenses away from illegal immigrants. There's been a move for several years to create an independent ethics commission that would review any allegations against political candidates, elected officials, and lobbyists. Hers isn't either the first or the only recent case of ethics violations in government. Former state senator Phil Griego is serving an 18-month prison term and paying fines after being convicted of fraud, bribery, and public corruption. Former Secretary of State Diana Duran left office in 2015 and pleaded guilty to illegally using campaign funds to pay for her gambling addiction. And they're only the recent ones. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Whether an ethics commission will stop the problem, we'll see. It would seem to us that finding politicians and bureaucrats who aren't avaricious and arrogant would be a better start. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.